Jesus came to Capernaum with his followers, and on the Sabbath he entered the synagogue and taught. The people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. In their synagogue was a man with an unclean spirit. He cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Quiet, come out of him." The unclean spirit convulsed him, and with a loud cry came out of him. All were amazed and asked one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." His fame spread everywhere throughout the whole region of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord. One time, Bishop Rhodes came to our high school years ago, and he preached on this gospel. And it's one of the few homilies I don't think I will ever forget. I can't remember everything he said, because he preached a 45-minute homily to high schoolers. And you could hear a pin drop the entire time. Every high schooler was completely tuned in. It was incredible. But he preached on spirits, angels, and demons for 45 minutes. We're not going to do that today. But we're also not even going to preach on angels and demons that much today, because there's something even more powerful. Bishop Rhodes preached on the reality of good spirits, but also evil spirits, that one are good, and the good spirits, and the evil spirits that want are bad. But Bishop Rhodes preached on that, and it was very, very intriguing. There's something even more dangerous than doing evil spirits bad things, temptation, that they want us to sin, they want us to whisper in our ears and get us to do bad things, to hurt others, to not follow Jesus, to not pray. The good spirits want us to pray, to love our neighbor, love God with all our hearts. But we have something even more powerful to protect us than us being smart and how to outsmart them. We have the name of Jesus. In our gospel, we hear that Jesus rebuked the unclean spirits and they listened to him. That Jesus is God. He has power over everything. In our first reading, we hear, "What is man that you are mindful of him?" That Jesus is always thinking of us. That when we turn to him, he takes care of us always. When the evil spirits are whispering in our ears to get us to sin, to get us to not love our neighbor, to get us to not love God, we don't have to outsmart them. We go to Jesus. If any time you guys are tempted to, I don't know, not share, to not be patient, maybe not kind at recess, something like that, to not pray a little bit each day, in that moment you have that temptation to do that, we can just turn to Jesus in that moment and simply say the name of Jesus. Just, "Jesus, help me right now." And if you ask Jesus for help, he comes every time. So in those moments we're tempted to sin, to lose our temper, something like that, we just have to turn to Jesus, take a few seconds and just, "Jesus, I need you right now." Because Jesus is always mindful of you, always thinking of you, and he has such power to always take care of you and to lead us from temptation.